It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM. John Moe is away. I'm Jeff Horwich. Technology can do a lot of things. Can it keep kids from skipping school? In San Antonio, they're going to track children with the same microchips used for cattle or boxes in a Walmart warehouse. Radio frequency identification, RFID. In the fall, San Antonio's Northside School District will outfit more than 6,000 students in a middle school and a high school with RFID chips. Pascual Gonzalez is a district spokesman.
If they're not in their chair when roll is taken, we need to find them. The state will not give us money for that child to support that school if they're absent from school.
And it's critical for you, given your budget situation, to be able to pull in that extra money for attendance.
We have got to maximize every revenue stream we can. But the most important reason is in the case of an emergency, we've got to know who is where in that school at all times. And that is the expectation from our parents. You better know where my kid is when I drop him off in the morning, and I want you to know where he is all day long at school.
For a student carrying one of the student locator cards with the chip in it, walk me through how this would work day to day.
The schools would be outfitted with readers, and as these kids walk by these readers, we know where the students are.
So you know, is the kid in the bathroom? Is he in the nurse's office? Is he out in the playground?
The important thing to keep in mind is that this technology does not extend beyond the four walls of the school. We don't care if they're at McDonald's at night. That's not our problem or our issue. But we do want to know between 8 and 4 o'clock where they are in our school.
Gonzalez says the chips only contain a student's name, picture, and an ID number. But civil liberties groups have attacked previous experiments with RFID in schools for violating students' right to privacy and possibly compromising their security if the system is hacked. Alexei Cheskis studies RFID privacy issues at the University of Washington. He says it's hard to predict the consequences of collecting all this data on our children.
We don't know what it's going to be used for in the future. And that could be something good. It could be something really bad. For example, maybe it's foreseeable that when these students apply to college for admission, colleges might be able to request this type of data. Those kind of things can have implications for the students further on in their life.
Critics also point out the obvious. Kids who want to skip school are going to skip school. Never underestimate the power of the young to master a new technology. Maybe you had a chemistry set when you were a kid, or a crystal-growing kit, or sea monkeys. But this is 2012, and so we have do-it-yourself neuroscience from a startup called Backyard Brains. The idea is essentially that kids can learn about neurons and synapses with their device called a spiker box and defenseless creatures from your backyard. Or cockroaches, which I guess are the ideal subject.
Make sure they're alive and healthy. Take one of the good ones and dunk it in the ice water anesthesia. After a few moments, it'll stop moving and we'll be ready for the surgery. Carefully cut off one of its legs. Don't worry, they can grow back.
So you hook up your electrodes and check out how the leg responds to different stimuli. Like, make it bounce to a hip-hop beat. One way to look at this is that the age-old tradition of kids pulling body parts off of bugs has finally gotten the high-tech update nobody's really been waiting for. Another is that experiments that are par for the course in Biology 101 are now available to anybody, thanks to open-source technology. What do you think? Visit today's episode at marketplacetech.org. Watch the video. Leave us a comment. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm Jeff Horwich.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Barnes & Noble, maker of Nook Simple Touch with Glow Light, designed for reading with the lights on or off. Available at Barnes & Noble stores or Nook.com.